You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In tonight's Executive Lounge, we are talking to Raj Nana. He is the Chief Financial Officer at Attac. Attac is a JSE-listed property company with a mix of assets, including shopping malls and offices and industrial properties. I mean, to bring it home, Attac is responsible for the development of Waterfall City. But Raj joins the market update right now. Raj, thanks so much for your time. I see that you have been CFO at Attac since 2018, but you've actually been with the company since 2014. So I guess it goes without saying that you love your job and you love the company that you work for.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been about 8 years now. And I joined Attac soon after the listing in October 2013. And joined that stage was a very small team. And we've grown now to about 156 people strong. And it's been an amazing journey. So it seems like a long time, but the last 8 years have really flown by.
Yeah. You've always worked with numbers, I see, but it hasn't always been in property. You spent some time in financial services, and I'm wondering what that chapter of your life was like.
Yeah, so I actually completed my articles in qualifying as a chartered accountant with First Rand Bank, which was a relatively new concept at the time, training outside public practice. And I think a great place to learn about the economy, learn about business. I ended up spending 8 years in total in the banking fraternity, a lot of that in investment banking, and I think made the transition to real estate relatively easy. You know, joining Attac in 2014, I sat across the table from some of my colleagues negotiating loans and derivatives, etc. But a great place to learn, and I think really set me up for the next phase of my career, which was in real estate.
Mm-hmm. Why was that transition necessary? Or put more frankly, why did you leave financial services?
Yeah, I think working for a large bank, you know, 35, 40,000 people strong, you always feel like a sort of small cog in a very big machine. And when the opportunity to join Attac came around, we're a very small team. You have the ability to influence the organization, its culture, and you know, take the business forward. And I think that was really attractive to me at the time.
And I suppose it still is, which is why you're still CFO of Attac.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think we've got a great quality portfolio across South Africa. But obviously, as you mentioned, Waterfall City is fairly unique. And we've got so much that we still want to achieve here in Waterfall. And I think that's what keeps it interesting, working with a lot of young talent within the organization. You know, it's about building design, making sure that as a precinct in a city, everything works together. And so that keeps it really interesting. It's not just real estate. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah. Where's home?
Sorry?
Where's home? As in where are you from?
Where's home? Okay. Yeah, so actually born and bred in south of Joburg, currently still living in Johannesburg. With my wife and my 8-month-old daughter. And so very much a Joburg person. My family lives within a 5K radius of me. So very much anchored around family. And yeah, I don't think we're going to leave Joburg in a hurry.
Oh, good to know, because a lot of people are leaving Joburg. In fact, they are leaving South Africa also in a hurry. And I'd like to know what you think about that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, my wife and I are actually looking for a new home, and every second home that we look at is on the market because either, you know, the family is emigrating to the Cape or emigrating overseas, and it's really sad to see South Africans and losing that sort of skill set abroad. But I think we've got so much of opportunity in South Africa. You know, we've got a responsibility to help the country grow, especially to private sector, and so certainly thinking about the longer term, you know, opportunity within South Africa, which I think is still immense, and hopefully the younger professionals hopefully also see that and appreciate that and stay behind. Yeah.
Just in terms of that opportunity, I mean, we were talking about business confidence a little earlier, and it's still pretty much on ice. It's on the fence. It's getting better, but not that much better, because a whole host of other things still need to change. But at least it's not getting worse or as bad as it was at the onset of the pandemic, according to Saki. As a business person in this country, how's your mood?
Yeah, I think in the real estate sector, I think we've really had obviously a lot to deal with over the last 24 months. You know, you mentioned the pandemic, which I think was really difficult for real estate participants, whether you were a landlord or a tenant. And we've overcome that. And if you think about most real estate companies performing significantly better, I think back to sort of pre-pandemic levels, which is fantastic. And I think if you're in South Africa for the long haul, you have to have an optimistic outlook. You have to be thinking about how you, as an individual and as a company, can contribute. And I think that's how we at Attack approach it. So when it comes to infrastructure, and we've certainly got challenges from a water and electricity perspective, we see the opportunity in that, and we're creating our own solutions. And a lot of those are profitable solutions, so they can hit the bottom line. And so I think really you've got to look at the glass half full, and you can certainly make it worthwhile.
I think the pandemic taught most of us quite a lot of lessons to be drawn. Your key takeaways from what was arguably one of the most difficult times for everyone in our recent history?
Yeah, I think it's taught us, or at least shown us, that we're a lot more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. You know? And both individuals and families and companies have been through a lot, and we really persevered, and we came out, I think, in a much stronger position. I think the biggest lesson for me is don't underestimate your sort of fellow person. And I think what the pandemic and the lockdowns really highlighted is that as humans, we yearn for sort of physical interaction and social interaction, and it's really important for our well-being. And so don't underestimate that need. And, you know, I'm obviously talking with the bias, but anyone that's willing to hear, I always say, make sure you're back in the office, even if it's 3 or 4 or 5 days a week, because you can't, you know, work and live in isolation. That's not how humans are programmed. And so focus on your well-being and focus on the people around you.
Yeah, that is a bias, given that you do operate a company that has an office portfolio. And I know I can't talk to you a lot about, the financials and stuff. You guys are in a closed period. You're coming out with results really soon. But the office, do you think the South African office is being saved by load shedding? I don't know if you can answer that. Because elsewhere in the world, we are hearing quite a lot of multinationals telling their people that they can work from home forever. And yeah. I don't think that's really feasible in a South African context because of the energy crisis we are experiencing. And I'm interested in your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think load shedding has played a role in recent weeks and perhaps recent months. But, and like you said, I've got a bias, but, you know, not only are we a real estate company, we're a company that employs 156 people. We manage teams across the business, various disciplines. And I've seen how much more effective we are when we're in the office. It's really around collaboration. It's around culture that you can't replicate on a Teams call or a Zoom call. And in certain sectors, where there's a number of new entrants to the job markets for the first time, if their first job is working from their dining room table and logging onto Zoom calls, they'll never understand the culture of the company they're working for and the importance of building a rapport and relationships with coworkers and clients, etc. So I think in the long run, if your strategy is to work solely from remotely or from home, I don't think that's a sustainable strategy.
All right.
To me, yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned the issue of jobs because we do have a jobs crisis also. And I want to know what your message is for young people right now in terms of what you think or what's worked for you in your career in getting ahead.
Yeah, I think a lesson that I learned very early on, and it's actually a lesson I learned from my sister, who's a few years older than me and is a medical doctor, is that there really isn't any substitution for hard work. You know, you can have as much talent as you want, but you can have a lot of great work ethic and put in a lot of effort, and you can really exceed your own expectations. So I think for new job entrants or guys that are still studying, really put your all in it, reach for the stars, and you'll certainly achieve everything you want and more. And I think we need to all have that sort of mentality. You know, the hard work doesn't stop when you finish varsity, as it doesn't stop when you finish your traineeship. Continuously work hard, and you will get lucky. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
So the hustle must continue in Street Talk. Raj, thanks so much for your time, sir. Thanks so much for sharing your story. Raj Nana, the CFO of Attack.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.